AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in New York.
Today we have three innocent New Yorkers who's going about their lives with a victim of a terrible, terrible assault.
Two people were killed. The third person was critically injured. The suspect is accused of going through Manhattan and stabbing the victims without saying a word. This is Mayor Eric Adams.
It is a clear, clear example of the criminal justice system, mental health system that continues to fail New Yorkers.
Police in New York say the 51-year-old suspect is in custody after being found with blood in his clothes and the two kitchen knives he was carrying. President Biden wants nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster aid from Congress after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. In a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, the president said the money is urgently needed. President-elect Trump's pick to run the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth, is reigniting a debate over whether women should be allowed to fight on the front lines. Allison Jaslow is CEO of Iraq and Afghan Vets of America.
Some women are objectively tough as hell and are a great fit for the combat arms. And I think it's wonderful that at least during my adult lifetime, we went from that not being a possibility to it now being a possibility for any young woman in the country.
Hegseth believes men and women should not serve together in combat units. A company affiliated with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones asked a federal judge in New York to disqualify a bid by the satirical news outlet The Onion to buy Jones's InfoWars at a bankruptcy auction, alleging fraud and collusion. Also in New York, lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs accused prosecutors of engaging in outrageous government conduct by using material seized from his jail cell to try to keep him incarcerated before his trial in May. This is AP News. About 20% of Americans regularly get their news from influencers on social media.
They're more likely to be young, with a lower income, or a member of a racial minority. That's according to a report released by the Pew Research Center. 77% of said influencers have no background with a media organization. The report finds about half of these influencers have no clear political orientation. Those that did were slightly more likely to be conservative. Amid concerns about the spread of misinformation, most respondents, about 70%, believe the influencers they follow provide news that is somewhat different from what they hear elsewhere. The results came from a survey of more than 10,000 U.S. adults and examined accounts run by people who post regularly about current events and have more than 10,000 followers on major social media accounts. I'm Jennifer King.
A city in California will pay nearly $1 million to settle a lawsuit alleging police used excessive force when a canine dog tore out a woman's scalp during her arrest. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.